Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You having any of it?
Pedro Fernandez.
Quiet.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. Today, we're talking with a Hall of Famer. That's right. The Godfather will be here, Larry Murch, in just a few minutes. If you want to join Larry on the toll-free, you can. Join us, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Godfather, of course, is the most, how can I say, he's racking up more frequent flyer miles as an independent contractor than he did when he was working for HBO. Because, you know, HBO was just like once a week or once a month and things like that. And now he's working three or four weeks a month. So he's going to China. He's all over the pond, Europe. The Godfather will be here in just about 8 or 10 minutes right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Once again, the toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. Sergey Kovalev, still undefeated now. What's he now? 24-0-1, 22 knockouts, of course, stopping Cedric very overmatched Agnew last week. It was a one-sided fight, but Agnew did land a couple of butts, which resulted in a couple of cuts above both of Kovalev's eyes, and then there was a low blow involved. So all in all, it wasn't a good fight for Kovalev because he wasn't able to dominate from start to bottom. In other words, he wasn't able to put his thing together the entire time because he was being fouled. That's just the way it is, you know. Styles make fights. This style didn't make Kovalev look all that good. But he'll still lick Adonis Stevenson like a stamp. Like a stamp. I'm serious. Knock him out. 1-800-878-7529. Next up, the Godfather himself, Hall of Famer Larry Merchant, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I think a realistic rematch is probably Carl Frosch, because, you know, he's very arrogant. He talks a lot, and he's convinced his fans that, you know, he'll do better the second time around. And it's not a fight that I'm chasing, but, I mean, if he feels like he can do better, I'll happily oblige him. And I think that's a big fight because, believe it or not, I have a really big following in the UK, really big following. And I have a following, obviously, here in the United States. And I just think that if we come together, because the bad blood is real, we really don't like each other. It's not something that's fake. And I think people have sensed that and feel that. And if we fight again, he said that the only way he feels he can beat me is by knockout. And I'm definitely going in there to stop him, because I felt like I could have stopped him if I didn't go into our first fight injured. So I just think it's a lot of intrigue with that situation. But, yeah, I've been fortunate to beat a lot of top guys at 68. But there's always movement, like I said, at 60, you know, 75 and even 68. And, you know, a guy is one fight away from being that guy. So I don't worry about not having anybody to fight.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You only got two ways out, dead and feet first.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly
Hall of Famer is in the house. I'm talking about the great Larry Merchant. Larry, very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pedro. How are you?
Fine. How's the family?
We're doing splendid.
Okay. You know, Deontay Wilder, that fight with Malik Scott, I looked at the tape again yesterday. It didn't look like the most convincing punch in the world. Did you happen to see that, Larry?
I did, and I agree with those who felt that it was a little bit iffy. I'll put it that way.
And we know what iffy is, of course. But Wilder now 31-0. We still don't know whether he can fight or not, do we?
Not really, and I don't know if we'll ever find out until he is maneuvered into a big title fight. Apparently, that's been the plan all along. He won a medal in the 2008 Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are in 2014, 6 years later, and they haven't put him to any kind of a test. So going on the theory that I've always gone on, which is when something mysterious like this happens, his handlers probably know more about him than we do. And if they've been afraid to put him in with anybody who might fight him back, that speaks for itself. But in this day and age, the whole game is to try to maneuver a fighter into a major fight. And if he's got a real flaw, like his chin, they'll at least make some serious money for the rest of us to find out.
$64,000 question for the Godfather Larry Merchant. Does every man have a glass jaw until proven otherwise?
No, I think that in the weeding out process through the amateurs, through early professional exposure, we usually find out which guys can take a punch and which guys either can't or don't want to, or maybe they can't, and that's why they fight the way they do. But it's not like, you know, we've seen so many good-looking, athletic guys try to come into boxing much later than they used to.
Seth Mitchell.
And they get exposed when they get hit. Either because they aren't really good at defense or and they get hit too cleanly, or because they haven't had those experiences before and how to deal with that kind of adversity. So, but Mitchell was being moved in a bolder way than Wilder is. They did put him in against a few guys who at least had some kind of credibility, and we saw what happened to him. And I guess they think that they're not going to make the same mistake with Wilder.
Well, what I thought was funny about the Seth Mitchell fight with Areola is that Areola said he could bring his football helmet. It wouldn't help him, and it probably wouldn't have.
And Mitchell is a really good athlete, trained diligently, smart guy, and did it the right way, but found out that he could not deal with getting hit, and that's the name of that tune.
Okay. Godfather, we are a week away from the Manny Pacquiao-Tim Bradley rematch. Of course, Bradley, the WBO welterweight title holder, having taken that crown from Pacquiao a couple of years ago in a very controversial decision. Straight up, Manny Pacquiao-Tim Bradley, break it down for us.
Well, I think the biggest question in this fight for me is really the one that Bradley has talked about, which is, can Manny Pacquiao turn the clock back a bit and show the kind of hunger that made him, to my mind, the most exciting fighter of recent times? And you can never dismiss a fighter of Pacquiao's high quality. Dismiss the fact that he has made modifications in his style over the years, including his last fight when he turned to be a complete boxer against Rios. But I think the burden of proof is on Manny Pacquiao. He cannot win a pure boxing contest against Bradley. And I think we'll find out whether he is still can go and find that other gear that made him so exceptional and dynamic and so forth. That is the biggest question in the fight.
Okay. This is his being a born-again Christian and doing all this devout praying 6, 7 hours a day and things like that. Larry, is this a plus or a minus, or does it depend on the individual?
Well, obviously it depends on the individual. I don't know how many hours a day he spends on his religion. I don't know how it's affected him as a fighter. All we know for sure is that in the 5 years since he had what I would call the one best year a fighter in a very long time has had, when he stopped De La Hoya, stopped Hatton, and stopped Cotto in sensational fights.
2008.
That he hasn't stopped anybody. Now, is that because he chose not to stop them? Is that because fighters, after seeing those three fights, decided that they were going to be more careful fighting him? Is that because he decided, I don't have to knock guys out to win anymore, like certain other veteran fighters we've known who have decided not to take any more risks and just go to the bank on their marquee names? I don't know. But now he's got an opponent that he's going to have to fight him to beat him, I think. And it's a toss-up fight in my mind.
Speaking of fights that will upcoming, I think May the 10th, I believe, on ESPN, Bermain Severn and Chris Areola, the rematch. Anything different in the second fight that do you think, I mean, is it going to be the same as the first? How do you see, how do you break down the rematch?
Well, the old saying is that if you beat a guy the first time, you should beat him the second time. And that's why we've had relatively few third fights in the series. We've had some notable ones, but not a lot of them, because when there is a rematch, the guy who won the first usually wins the second. I always like Stiverne because he has fast hands for a heavyweight, seems to have a heavyweight mentality. But I also like Areola and assume that maybe he was in 90% shape the last time, which was good for him, and maybe he'll be closer to 100% this time. I like Areola, and I want to see that fight, and I'd like to see a really good heavyweight fight that generates some water cooler talk in the U.S.
Larry Merchant is our guest. We know that Areola will be in shape for this fight. I mean, he looks trim. I saw him a couple of weeks ago at a press conference announcing the fight. But I remember having him on the show a couple of years ago, and it was like, I guess, 11 o'clock in the morning. I said, how are you? He said, okay, I just got back from the taco truck. I just had a few tacos. He goes, I'm going to have a couple of beers. And I mean, I didn't know whether he was serious or whether he was jesting or not, because the condition sometimes he got in the ring, he looked like he had been training at the taco truck.
Well, I think, you know, your skepticism may be justified because he's a smart guy who may have been trying to exploit his reputation. But there's every reason to believe that he may have been telling the truth as well.
Okay. Bernard Hopkins, is he a blight on boxing? Is he a positive thing for boxing? I mean, he's 47, 48, I don't know how old he is
49.
Now. 49 years old, and he holds an alphabet title. Is that an indictment of today's boxing talent?
In some ways, I think it is. I think that the fact that we have so many older champions or so-called champions or title holders, there's a number of reasons for it. One is that at the elite level, there's so much money to be made today that it does become an incentive for them to keep training, stay in the game. But if there were an awful lot of good, tough young guys, they wouldn't be able to stay that long. But of course, when they get to be as famous as Hopkins is, and they can choose opponents, they can also prolongate their careers in that way. I mean, I don't know who this next guy is and whether he can fight on that kind of a level. I suppose he wouldn't be, otherwise Hopkins wouldn't fight him. I don't think Hopkins or anybody is anxious to fight Kovalev.
No,
he's the guy I'm talking about when I say a younger, stronger guy. I got to tell you something, Pedro. No matter what insult he would hurl at me in the ring, I would not tell him I'd fight him 50 years ago.
You know, and I'll be honest with you, Larry, you and I are on the same page as far as Sergey Kovalev is concerned. Of course, the WBO light heavyweight title holder now.
And if Andre Ward had any cojones, he would fight Kovalev.
Okay, I've talked to Andre Ward about moving up to 175. He says it's on his agenda. He doesn't know when.
Well, nobody else does either. Whether he's going to fight, it's understandable that he's frustrated that guys like Frock and Chavez, even though he's better than they are, have better, bigger fan bases and are not interested in fighting him. In that case, at his age, I think he's now 29, 30. He's a big kid. He looks like a light heavyweight to me. If there are guys out there that would ignite more interest in him, then he should be fighting them. Okay. And it's understandable he wants to make the most money he can make. Good luck to that. But that also can become an excuse not to fight the top guys out there. He's a guy that has never had a big following, and one of the reasons is he doesn't fight enough, and one of the ways to do that is to fight the elite guys at the next weight level and get the boxing world.
We're going to roll them out up.
So that the casual fans start to become excited.
Larry Merchant, the godfather of the HBO crew, one more question for you. Are you racking up more frequent flyer miles now as a non-HBO employee than you were as an HBO employee?
By multiples of hundreds. My wife and I are going to be going around the world once again on frequent flyer mileages. I'm going back to China for a fight at the end of May. That's my next big one, and then to pile up more miles.
All the best to you, Godfather. Have a wonderful Saturday. Say hello to the Godmother for me, and we're honored to have you.
Hey, same to you, Pedro, anytime.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, folks. This is the Insider's Look into the World of Boxing and Mixed Martial Arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Ronda Rousey in the news, of course, breaking up with her manager. Lots of news for the hottest act in MMA. We'll go into that about 37 minutes past the hour when the MMA segment comes up here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you. There's only one Mayweather.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
There's only one Mayweather.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before and I know what it takes.
He talks the talk and he walks the walk.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to give the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else.
Walking to the money land.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times, next to me.
The great Gladys Knight and the Pips. She travels still. It was in Northern California about a month and a half ago. Without the Pips, though, one of her brothers, was one of the Pips, and he still travels with her. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll tend to turn to MMA in about 7 minutes right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, this is a Saturday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Then, of course, we have the Sunday show, the two-hour grand finale, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. The first hour, we cover all boxing. Second hour, we cover all MMA. So we have an hour of boxing, an hour of MMA, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 29 years plus years in the can. Carl Frampton was a winner yesterday in a super bantamweight bout, but he took on a guy that was like a midget. I mean, when you fight a jockey and you weigh 122 pounds, 125 pounds, and you're fighting a jockey that weighs in like 106, 108, there's a big size difference. People laugh, oh, it's only a few pounds. No, it's not a few pounds, especially at that kind of weight. But Frampton, a natural 122-pounder who will now fight Leo Santa Cruz for the WBC super bantamweight belt, the undefeated Santa Cruz waiting in the wings. Last night scored a third-round KO over Hugo Cazares, who's a former junior flyweight champion. It's 108 pounds. That means it was like a jockey, as I said, a jockey. A jockey doesn't take on a guy 10, 15 pounds bigger than him because he gets drilled in a boxing match. That's what happened last night live on Box Nation. Folks, and if you don't get to watch these fights, I'm talking about fights from the UK, fights from Europe and this net, let your imagination roll. Search around the internet. You know, Google.com, Yahoo.com, Yahoo International, things like that. Maybe you can pick up some live streams here and there of some of these fights that you don't get to see because you don't have the money to throw down. And, you know, fights are expensive. But straight up, lots of boxing, lots of MMA via the internet. Of course, the internet is sometimes the enemy of the promoters. Although they use the internet to promote their product, they just don't want it going out there for free. And I guess they're businessmen, and I can understand that. The upcoming fights, of course, Pacquiao and Bradley just 1 week away. Manny Pacquiao seeking redemption after losing that very controversial nod to the undefeated Tim Bradley. They call him Desert Storm. Of course, that's because he's from Palm Springs, California. Not because he was in Desert Storm. I thought it was because he was an Army veteran. But then I looked at him, and I call him Peanut Head because he got a head like a peanut. Either that or like something out of a science fiction movie, you know, where like when it was like an alien. Like, I kid you not, like in these aliens, when you draw up one of these aliens from Roswell or something like that, when they've got like the big cranium, he's got this funny looking cranium. And of course, it's been pounded on like a drum. Ruslan Pravodnikov beat on him and hurt him in every single round and didn't get the call. What was going on there? What were the three judges thinking? Good Lord. I mean, he put such a thumping on him. The guy didn't think right. He couldn't see right. He had memory issues for like 3 months. And if you have memory issues that long, guess what? It is permanent damage in my mind. You don't come back. If you can't bounce back from a knockout in a day or so, 2 days or so, you know, you probably ain't coming back all the way. You've probably been neurologically short-circuited. You probably don't need to be fighting anymore, okay? Tim Bradley got beaten on, got hurt in every single round. I mean, that was really an ugly fight, of course. And then he got that decision, and then he went on and got the Manny Pacquiao decision. A lot of people thought he lost that fight with Pacquiao, but when I watched the fight with the sound off, and this is the way you've got to do things, folks. You can't listen to the HBO commentators who are like blowing Manny Pacquiao around after round. You just can't do this. You've got to listen to the fights with the sound down. If you want to score a boxing match, you get your pen, you get your paper out, you get you split it down the middle. Guess what? The guy on the left is Manny Pacquiao, and the right is Tim Bradley, and then you put off 12 boxes, and you score 12 rounds. And at the end of 12 rounds, you've got who won the fight. Scoring boxing is not rocket science. It's real easy. It's right in front of you. You don't need Larry Merchant, the aforementioned Larry Merchant, anybody like that telling you, oh, good right hand. Not that he would do that, but you don't need these talking heads telling you about boxing. Boxing is pretty self-explanatory. It's sort of like professional wrestling. I mean, it is what it is. It's right in front of you. You can't change it. It may be the theater of the deranged in the minds of a lot of people, but straight up, it's right in front of you. It's taking place right there. And, of course, Sergey Kovalyov did his thing last Saturday night, and I thought he did his thing marvelously. I mean, wow. He looked good against Cedric Agnew. And guess what? If he ever gets in the ring with Adonis Stevenson, who fled to Showtime, the guy left the network. He left HBO and went to Showtime because he didn't want to fight Sergey Kovalyov. Talk about a lack of stones. I think he's got a little bit, you know, hamster-sized stones there below the belt. Straight up, Adonis Stevenson, probably not number one on my fan club list right now. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Live!
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at her rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat. Was she holding her bicep? That's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie!
That goes for just about every woman on the planet but Ronda Rousey. I wouldn't mess with that woman no way, no how, folks. I'm telling you, Victor Arcinian tried. the former boxing champion in two divisions. Of course, he hung out in their adobo down there in Southern California, and he said a woman couldn't throw him. She threw him like six times straight, like threw him down on the ground. Then when they got down on the ground and talked to grappling, she wrapped him in this armbar in like 15 seconds. It was on YouTube for like a minute, and they took it off because it was embarrassing. You know, Vic getting lit up by a broad like that, that's not too cool. Speaking of Ronda Rousey, we'll talk about her in just a minute. Of course, she has split up with her manager, and that is big news because she's now a free agent. And if she's a free agent and she can do whatever she wants, she doesn't have to give a third to somebody. Think about that. You're paying a third of your money less out. Wow, keeping a third, that's a lot. Anyway, good luck to Ronda. Hope to have Ronda on the show. In fact, if you'd like to hear our interview with the Rowdy One, the hottest fighter in MMA, I think the most prolific fighter in MMA right now, you can check out the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. That's my website. And on the front page featured an interview is a podcast, of course, with the great Ronda Rousey. Don King as well, the godfather of boxing promoters. An interview with Don King. Of course, he went into the Affordable Care Act. He went into women's rights. He talked a little boxing, too. But straight up, those interviews are on the webcast and the podcast at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Now, it's sort of been a lull in the fight world. I mean, boxing sort of, this weekend they had Carl Frampton licking Hugo Lazarus over there in Ireland. But big deal. I mean, that's not a, world-ranked fight. There's not a whole lot of boxing going on. There's not a whole lot of MMA going on. There was some Bellator action on Friday night. And, of course, every Friday now, Bellator is going to have cards on Spike TV. So if you're an MMA fan and you don't get to you don't get enough with the UFC, I think you should. But if you don't get enough of the UFC, go over to Bellator. Check out Bellator. It's a different product. And Bjorn Rebney is the CEO, and he's a good guy. But I never want him as my neighbor because one of his neighbor's dogs turned up dead poison. I'm not saying it's coincidence, but in court papers he was hinted that he had done this. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world's mixed martial arts. Straight up, we're talking about UFC Fight Night, folks. Big Nog. Nogueira, of course, taking on Big Country. Big versus Big. It's going to be a good fight. Antonio Nogueira taking on Big Country Nelson. Of course, this is in Abu Dhabi, Dubai. Of course, I spent like 9 days over there, and I was sick for 11. Imagine that, going to a place, spending 7 days there, 8 days there, and then being sick for 11 days. That's how bad the food was. And it was the airline food going over. I ate the airline food. What an idiot. A buffoon. And that I mixed with the cognac. You know, you mix that with the cognac, and I guess the results weren't too good because I was in bed for like 7 days. I mean, I cruised around the first day. It was sort of cool, and I cruised around the last day. But outside of that, Dubai was just a nightmare. I spent the entire time in bed or at a doctor's office. But I'm telling you, if you go over there, it's fine to go, but expect women wearing a lot of burkas, and the women that aren't wearing burkas are available, if you know what I'm talking about. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA version. Of course, UFC Fight Night, April the 11th. On the same night, Bellator is going to go on the 11th. So Bellator's got a card on the 11th. They're trying to go toe-to-toe with UFC. Good luck on that one. Of course, UFC Fight Night, Michael Bisping and Tim Kennedy. That's going down April the 16th. That'll be from Quebec, Canada. You know, Kennedy's a good fighter, but Bisping, of course, losing that dramatic loss. I mean, so sensational as far as Vitor Belfort is concerned, that one kick. But, of course, we know Vitor was on steroids, and legal steroids. Remember, he was one of those guys that had abused his body taking anabolic steroids. So his testicles shrunk up and things like that, you know. Not a good picture, but his muscles got big and his reflexes were there and he could train hard and he could fight hard and all that kind of good stuff. So I guess that's what's important to you. Anyway, because he did that to his body as a young man, his body no longer produces the necessary amount of testosterone to fight. At least that's what doctors were saying, okay? And they got this exemption, this thing called testosterone replacement therapy, where they're able to shoot legal steroids in them because their body didn't produce enough steroids because they had screwed their body up taking steroids. So they're being rewarded for cheaters. But then a fortnight ago, the Nevada State Athletic Commission, they stepped in and they said, you know what? No more TRT. No more testosterone replacement therapy. And Vitor Belfort pulled out of that fight with middleweight champion Chris Weidman. Of course, Weidman was going to lick him like a stamp and knock him into the next time zone. So, you know, Vitor didn't even come to Las Vegas for that. But he's willing to fight down in Brazil where, you know, he could take these drugs. And it's just not fair. I've always called it legalized steroids. Finally, Dana White, I think, exerted some pressure on the Nevada State Athletic Commission. They made the decision. It ain't going to happen. Straight up, Fabrice Werdum and Travis Brown, the UFC on Fox card. I think it's UFC on Fox 11 now. 11 shows. Man, has it been that long? been 2 years. 2 years they signed that contract with Fox. Of course, this is not Fox Sports. This is not FX Cable. This is like the big daddy, the one that shows the NFL, UFC on Fox, April the 19th from the Amway Center, Orlando, Florida. The hottest fighter in all of MMA as far as the heavyweights are concerned. They called him the breakthrough fighter of 2013. I'm talking about Travis Brown. I mean, you saw the way, man, he lit my man Josh Barnett up. It was so brutal, I had to turn away from those elbows. You know, there's certain things I just can't handle. A lot of those MMA blows, it's sort of like a horror movie sometimes. I just don't want to see it. I realize the damage being inflicted. And, you know, that's serious damage, sometimes permanent. In fact, there's a story up right now at ringtalk.com regarding brain injuries in MMA and boxing and things like that. And, of course, we know that in the past when the Nevada City Athletic Commission conducted that survey, I believe that from 2001 to 2006, somewhere, like it was a five-year period. Anyway, they tested MMA fighters, UFC fighters, Bellator fighters, or any other fighting league there was going on. They tested MMA fighters, and they tested boxing participants for concussions. And guess what? You wouldn't believe it, but you know those little gloves those guys hit each other with, and they kick each other in the head with knees and this kind of stuff? Well, that turns out to be less brutal than boxing, because boxing is the residual effects of being hit time and time and time and time again. When you get hit in MMA, boom, you get hit, you rocked, fight's over. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be in boxing. But see, they've got these pillows in boxing now, these big fat gloves where guys can only, I mean, when you've got a guy that's 105 pounds fighting with 8-ounce gloves, and that goes all the way up to 147 pounds, and then some guy from 147 to heavyweight wearing a 10-ounce glove. In other words, Vladimir Klitschko, the world heavyweight champion, 250 pounds of him, okay, he wears 10-ounce gloves. Okay, and a guy 105 pounds wears 8-ounce gloves. Does that sound size proportionate to you? Is there something wrong with that? Boxing's got the glove thing wrong. They've got the round thing wrong. They've got the weigh-in thing wrong. I'm telling you, boxing has got its head so far up as you know what, that if MMA follows suit and goes along with these same day before weigh-ins and this and that, they're going to have guys cheating. They're going to have guys cutting weight, guys cutting too much weight, and eventually someone's going to die. That's just the way it's done. I think the NCAA rule where they weigh in 2 hours before a wrestling match, 3 hours before a wrestling match, you're fighting at your weight. I mean, when I fought at 139 pounds, that was the junior welterweight limit back then. When I fought at 139, you know, I stepped in the ring maybe 142, 143 pounds, maybe. Because sometimes they'd weigh in at 5 o'clock and I'd fight at 7 or 7:30. So you wouldn't put on too much weight. You know, maybe have a bowl of soup or something like that and some water and some fluids, and but because you were naturally at that weight, you weren't dying to make the weight. The guys that died to make the weight, they struggled, and they, you know, it would show in their performance. It didn't show in my performance, but I couldn't fight at 147. Couldn't fight. I fought good guys, beat good guys. Couldn't fight the best at 147 and beat the best at 147 like I beat the best at 139. Weighing 139 pounds, I was a natural junior welterweight. I wasn't a natural welterweight. This is where guys push it. And they say, you know, so what? Move up 5 pounds. It ain't no big thing. Move up 7 pounds. It ain't no big thing. I mean, in MMA, if you move from 155 to the next weight class up, from lightweight to welterweight, it's 15 pounds. That's 170 pounds. And then from that, 170 to 185. Chris Weidman, of course, the world middleweight champion, 185. But there's another 15 pounds. That's just not, and then it goes 20 pounds of light heavyweight. Too much weight in between. Too many guys are falling between the cracks. Too many guys, I think, are dying to make the weight. I think MMA needs to get hip. I don't think they need to have 100 weight classes, but I think they need to expand their weight classes. And boxing, for one, needs to do something about that cruiserweight class and make it back, go roll it back to like 190 pounds and then have their super heavyweight class, anybody over 235 pounds. That's the way it should be. If you're over 235, you're a super heavyweight, Vladimir Klitschko, 6'7", guys like that. It's not fair for him to be fighting guys that are 6'1", 6', 205 pounds, even though the rules state anybody over 200 pounds is a heavyweight. Well, not in today's world. This is 2014. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, the next big pay-per-view, as far as the UFC is concerned, is UFC 172. John Jones. Of course, he once beaten light heavyweight champion. Of course, he was sort of disqualified in that one loss, so he's really unbeaten. He's really never been pushed that hard except by Alex Gustafson. Of course, the The Swede pushed him hard last year and probably won that fight, but he didn't get the call. But he's taking on Glover Teixeira. And I was real high on Glover one time. I mean, high like a New York City blunt. Okay, Glover Teixeira looked like he was a real deal. He beat one of my good friends, Kyle Kingsbury. And when Kyle told me of all the people he's been in with, and he's been in with Cain Velasquez, the reigning world heavyweight champion of the UFC. He's in with him all the time, training with him down there at the American Kickboxing Academy down there in Silicon Valley. So he knows what he's talking about. He told me he had never been hit as hard in his entire life as Teixeira hitting him. And I was watching on TV, and guess what? I felt the punches, too. They were for real. This guy can punch. But then he's had those hot and cold performances. I mean, he's looked good at times, looked bad at times. I don't know whether he struggles to make the weight, but 205 pounds, his frame is not that big. He should be able to make 205 pounds without a whole lot of difficulty. But John Jones, talking about moving up to heavyweight after this, of course, the man with the longest reach in UFC history, MMA history, is like, he's got a wingspan. It's like a 747, I kid you not, okay? But is that going to work for him as a heavyweight? Because, you know, 205 pounds, he's throwing guys around. He's beating guys up. He's lumping them up. But when you move up to heavyweight, you got to fight guys the likes of Cain Velasquez, Daniel Cormier. Of course, he's dropping down light heavyweight to get a shot at John Jones. But Cormier was a formidable heavyweight, the former Grand Prix Strikeforce champion. Of course, beat Josh Barnett, Frank Mir. I mean, Daniel Cormier, if his friend Cain Velasquez wasn't the world heavyweight champion, he'd be fighting as a heavyweight and not dropping down to 205 pounds, challenging John Jones for the world heavyweight championship, world light heavyweight champion, 205 pounds. That's later this year. But Jones and Teixeira, a good card from the Baltimore Arena, of course, in Baltimore, Maryland. Lots of gunshots there. April 26, 2014. But that USC, that USC on Fox card, folks, I want to go back to this. Fabrice Wortham and Travis Brown. You'll never see a fighter right now as hot as Travis Brown. I mean, his elbows, when he came down on Josh Barnett with those five or six or seven elbows, the fourth or fifth elbow, I just turned my face away. And I'm a big puss when it comes to these things. I really am. I had to turn my face away. I just couldn't handle it. I'm telling you, this guy's the real deal. Travis Brown is, and I think he may be knocking on the door and a formidable challenger to Cain Velasquez, who really has nobody to challenge him. The guy's just had surgery, so no big thing, but he'll recover. He'll put himself back together. He'll be 100%. But what I'm trying to say is there's nobody really at heavyweight that's a threat to Cain Velasquez, the Mexican-American. Of course, I've been assailed by the Chicanos in the community because I don't call him Cain Velasquez, so I will call him Cain Velasquez. But the bottom line is he calls himself Cain Velasquez, so we'll go with what he calls him. But straight up, the world heavyweight champion in rehab right now, and he'll probably take on the winner of Travis Brown. And that Travis Brown fight is going to be a good fight. I'm telling you. Fabrice Wortham, formidable challenger, supposed to challenge Cain Velasquez for the World Heavyweight Championship. Instead, he's going to take on Travis Brown April 19th from the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida. That's UFC on Fox, folks. It starts at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, April 19th. Circle that date on your calendar. If you're an MMA fan, this is the card to watch. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it,
Or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The guitar of my good friend, Mr. Jeff Tamalera. Back when he was with Tower of Power, he's doing work now with Rick Stevens. Rick Stevens got a new album out. In fact, I may get Rick talks boxing. So me and Rick, of course, went up to Lenny Williams' house in I won't tell you where Lenny lives. Anyway, we went up to Lenny Williams' house last year. We watched a couple of fights and had a great time. And here you are with the two of the greatest soul singers of all time, Lenny Williams and Rick Stevens. And we're watching boxing, eating popcorn up there in, I can't say where we're at. Anyway, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check this out, April the 11th. And, of course, this is the date that it's going toe-to-toe with the HBO fight night. But from Temecula, California, Bajanga Resort and Casino, straight up this heavyweight tournament semifinal in the Bellator 116, LeVar Johnson, 18-8, not all that impressive in a record, taking on Blagoy Ivanov, 9-0. He looks like a Russian nightmare. Straight up, that's the main event, and of course, that is on Spike TV. Check out your TV logs to see exactly what the time is, but that is the Bellator. So for those of you that say I do not mention Bellator, I just did so. Back to the Fabrice Werdum-Travis Brown fight. I really think this is going to be a candidate for fight of the year. On the same card, Miesha Tate, of course, the woman that gave... She's beautiful, and she gave Ronda Rousey a run. She really gave Ronda a good run for money. She's taking on the chick that almost choked Ronda out, Liz Carmouche, the openly gay girl. Remember her? She came out last year, and I'm openly gay, and they did all kinds of stories on her. Nobody cares. I don't care who you sleep with, man. Can you fight? Liz can't fight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, we are Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network for an hour. And then we go again Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday and Sunday, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Peace.